Brian Bulaga's in the concussion protocol. Looks great. Saw him in the weight room in the meetings this morning. So, making progress.
Like that was at least as of late, that seemed to be a pretty long laundry list of injuries today. How many of those are at all concerning long term for the rest of the
year? I mean, which ones are you worried about?
I'm okay.
I'm okay too. Eddie's is just a situation he's got going on with his eye. It's not game related. I think we'll be fine there. I don't think Clay's is of serious nature, but you know, I think we'll be okay there. Who else are you worried about? I think that's part just the wear and tear of the season and him being proactive with some treatment.
Thought about Dietrich Smith's play in Tampa this year and just what he added to the mix for you guys?
Well, Dietrich Smith did an excellent job for us, and getting to see him in the cut-ups really throughout the year because we've had some of Tampa Bay's offensive games in our cut-ups. So, I think he's doing a good job, and I know he's well-coached down there with George Warhop, and seems to be a very good, good fit for their system. And, he looks like he's a key communicator in some of the adjustments that they're making. So it looks like he's made the transition well.
Mike, sometimes in practice after games where you've had issues, say tackling, you work on tackling fundamentals, was anything different with receivers and maybe extra time on the jugs or anything related to the drops?
Well, I mean, we do a lot of ball drills, and that was no different again today and will be tomorrow. So, we'll stay the course, and, we're really focused on the things really the same every week in the areas of fundamentals, and definitely handling the ball is an emphasis this week.
How much old Packers-Bears tape do you watch this week?
Definitely the offense has, we have history competing against Lovie Smith and Leslie Frazier, so you can see what they're doing in Tampa is similar to what they've done in Chicago and Minnesota. So, but at the end of the day, we're really focusing on their personnel. They've had a lot of changes in their defensive personnel with injuries, guys going in and out. So, there are definitely some similarities.
You obviously coached against them a bunch of times. Is that a matchup that you enjoyed?
I'm sorry?
Was that a matchup that you enjoyed, you against Lovie for all those years?
Yeah, definitely. I've always had a lot of respect for Lovie. I go back to when I was at New Orleans as the offensive coordinator. He was in St. Louis as a defensive coordinator, and then obviously his time in Chicago. So, we've had some great battles.
What did you say about your coaches and the players in this team that you haven't lost back-to-back games this year?
Well, that's a good stat, I guess, right? I mean, we need to keep it up this week. We're really looking at this game as really the start of our playoff approach, playoff mindset. This is a road game that we have to have. We clearly understand the importance of winning in December, but we feel like we need to take it up a notch as a football team to make sure that we improve, not only as a team, but most importantly in the win column. So this is a playoff type preparation. We discussed it in the team meeting. Actually, we talked about it Monday. Even went ahead and elected the 6 playoff captains. So we had the players vote on it, which we normally wait to the end of the year to do that. But I felt the need to, give these men a chance to stand up front, take the responsibility, and that their teammates have placed upon them. So that's the way we're approaching it. It's time to ramp it up and make sure we're playing our best football this time of year. And the 6 captains, because I'm sure that's the next question. Offensive captains were voted by their teammates was Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson. Defensively, the captains Julius Peppers and Morgan Burnett. Special teams Randall Cobb and JB, Jared Bush. So those will be our 6 captains from here on in.
Aside from Brian at the end of that last game, in the year, your offensive line's been pretty much intact the whole season. I mean, what do you think that's allowed you to do offensively that you might not have been able to do previous years where you've been a little more banged up?
Well, I mean, the offensive line is clearly the starting point. I mean, I know a lot's been is made about the quarterback position, which is the most important position, but it all starts up front. This is the best offensive line we've had in my time here. We felt that coming out of the spring. And all the good teams, all the good, you know, offense, defense, special team units in particular positions, the ones that practice together and play together each and every week are always the best ones. So this is a very cohesive offensive line, both on and off the field. They get along. It's a smart bunch. They help each other. They've done a great job of really helping Corey progress quickly. This has been a heck of a year, and we look for them to play their best football down the stretch.
When you say that's the best offensive line you've had, I mean, is that an individual talent thing in each of those five spots, or is it kind of the sum of the parts make up more?
Well, I just go back to my answer. The five that play together and practice together each and every week could give you the best chance to be the most cohesive group. This is clearly a combination of talent, the ability to play, the number of games they've had, practice all the time. These guys don't miss much practice. I know Josh and TJ have been limited, but it's a group that spends a lot of time together.
Mike, I know you're not assuming anything with playoffs because there's still stuff to go. But by doing this, is this a sign of what you feel about those guys as leaders?
Clearly, this is an opportunity to give people more credibility, more opportunities to take the platform. I think leadership is something that every coach is focused on. I know I've always looked for ways to create opportunities for leadership. You can't assign it. The leadership has to come from the locker room. The credibility has to come from the locker room. That's why the locker room votes on it. So this is clearly an opportunity of identifying these are the six men we feel that we want to lead us down a stretch. So, and with that, those six men have accepted the responsibility.
Was taking the vote now something planned or something you decided in the last few days?
Well, it's an option. I mean, that's the way I do things. I've always looked for certain opportunities. Going back to the off-season program, training camp, the way we do, the pregame talks. So there's number of components within our program that I've always tried to create leadership opportunities, whether it's for players or even assistant coaches. So this is just another option that I've decided to go with.
You've talked about Peppers as a leader before, but I mean, what does it say about a first-year guy who kind of has a reputation of not saying a whole lot, who's obviously earned respect from everybody in there just by saying, what little he says?
I think it says a ton. I think it says a ton about Julius Peppers, and I mean, it's. It says a ton about Morgan Burnett. I mean, I think you got an older, established veteran that comes in here that his personality was quiet when he first got here and started to extend himself more and more each and every day. And now, look where he is. He's in front of the room. So I think it says a lot about Julius. And I was really impressed with Morgan Burnett. And I think being a young team and to see one of your young players, rise to that level of credibility is what you're looking for.
Mike, it's been a couple of games now since Julius has had that run of impact plays almost on a weekly basis. Does he need to get back to that? Do you need that from him to get where you need to go?
Well, I mean, going back to last game, he had to cause fumble that we didn't take advantage of. But he's playing more reps now than he has. So, he's a very good player, so I think he has some excellent football in front of him.
When did you notice that Julius had the leadership and handles? I know you hear about his reputation before he comes, but when did you see that he had that leadership trait in the locker room?
Well, I mean, Julius Peppers, when he walks in the locker room, demands, respect just for what he's done in the league and obviously the presence that he carries. But I think once he was able to interact with his teammates, I mean, you can see it very early. I thought he did a great job one-on-one with his teammates. I can remember specifically him and David Bakhtiari, having a few conversations because obviously David competed against him twice last year, and he was giving him insight on things he felt that, how he viewed him as a left tackle. And I know David was thankful for that and got a lot out of that conversation. And then, you talk about stacking successes. I think that's just kind of the way he went about it. So he did it more in a one-on-one. He's not a very flamboyant. And I think, the one time that he had the opportunity to speak to the team, I think everybody got a clean, clear look inside of what Julius Peppers was all about.
Mike, the Bucs only have two wins. But Lovey said today, you know, he thought he only had three games where his team didn't play well. You look at the score, they're close, and Doug Martin's a pretty damn good running back. What's your identity for this team?
Well, I think, number one, you got to trust the film. When you turn the defense on, they fly around. You know, like you said, Doug Martin's a heck of a player. They're going to run the football, so they're going to challenge you there. I mean, the receivers, I mean, they got two excellent receivers. You know, big time guys can go get the football. So you really got to stay in tune with the video. So you're playing on the road. I mean, that's another element that factors into it. So we're not getting too far away from that. And we're clearly in tune with the fact that there's always motivation in the National Football League, regardless of your record. So Lovey's building a program down there. You can see it's taking steps each and every week. They play the right way. So regardless of the wins that they have right now, he's building, obviously to try to take momentum into the offseason or so forth. So this will be a motivated team. This will be a football team that'll give us our best shot, and frankly, it'll be a football team that'll throw everything at us. So they have nothing to lose. So whether it's going for it on fourth downs and trying to doing different things, we got to be ready for everything.